Large, heavy furniture and accessories can overwhelm a room if it's not used correctly. I had a client who recently wanted me to hang a large, ornate mirror. And when I came over, we discussed the location of where she wanted to hang it. Listen in on what we decided to do with this large 5 foot by 4 foot ornate mirror.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Okay, thank you so much for listening in. Welcome to the Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and today we are talking about large, heavy furniture, large accessories, and if you don't have a big enough room for them, it can really overcrowd the room, almost clutter it, right? And so that's what I want to talk to you about, a lesson learned when it comes to this, because I see this a lot. Homes have gotten larger over time. We have these massive McMansions that are now being built. Now people are downsizing to tiny homes, so you're kind of in between, but you will still find massive, I'm just going to call it that, massive pieces of furniture, whether it's accessories, whether it's, you know, a four-poster bed or a couch or whatever. It just visually takes up a lot of room, okay? And if you don't have the space for that, it can really make it really too small. It makes the room feel smaller, right? Although sometimes when I'm staging houses, a vacant room can actually look smaller until you actually put furniture in it. I know it's kind of like a double negative type of thing. Wait, what? Yeah, I know. But we're talking about massive furniture right now. And so many pieces, sometimes you have too many big things and it's just the thing that captures your attention. And that's, you know, may not be the best thing that we're trying to work with here, especially if you have a smaller room. So I do want to kind of go over two vocab terms. I know this is not an English lesson, but it kind of is, just to kind of help you understand where I'm coming from. And we're going to talk about scale and how an item relates to the size of the room, okay? And then proportion, which is the relationship between the items in the room, okay? So like I said, I had a client who wanted me to help her hang up this rather large, and she said very heavy, mirror. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can help you with that. No problem. So I, you know, got my tools ready to go, thinking, okay, we probably have a drill, because if it's a drywall and we can't get a stud, we're going to have to, you know, make sure we have this securely fastened to the wall. Okay. Because I don't want this ripping the wall down. You know what I mean? If it's really that heavy, I'm like, how heavy can it be? And when I showed up, oh yeah, this thing is, like I said, massive. I'm just going to say that. It was 5 feet wide. Like I could barely get my arms around it just to hold it in place. And then like 4 feet tall. It was huge. And it had the frame itself was wider than my hand could stretch over the top of it. Like a good 6, 8, 10, I don't know, inches, however many. A lot. It's not a normal thin, skinny frame that you're thinking that it might be. It was ornate. It was a gold, very old-timesy type of old-fashioned mirror. It was beautiful. It was just huge. And she wanted to hang it in her dining room. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. Let's go take a look and see what we've got. So I kind of wanted to show her before we actually even put the mirror up on the wall. I wanted to measure it out and kind of, and then use blue tape on the wall to help her visually see how big it would be on her wall. And so we went looking around the dining room, and it's an average size dining room. It's not like anything huge. Like I would say it was probably a good size, like 12 by 12-ish, something, maybe more rectangle, 12 by 14, something like that. Decent sized, right? You know? So when we put it on this wall, we took a step back and we're like, oh dear God. Yeah, that's huge. It takes up the wall like I wanted it to, but it was a little too much and too overboard. And she had this nice, glass table underneath it, but it was metal and glass, and it was kind of more, not spindly, but definitely thinner, not a massive like dresser or like a chest or anything like that. And so in proportion to those, right, the relationship between the items, between the mirror and the table underneath it, it was out of proportion. It didn't fit right. It would look awkward. And then the scale of this mirror, right, so it would fit, relates to the size of the room, it's just the proportion. And, you know, to that, both those two things did not work with this mirror there. And like I said, it was a beautiful mirror. If you had a larger room, a grand foyer, you know, something like that, you know, then it probably would have been just fine. But in this dining room, it was a little too much. The other thing to take into account was the actual dining room furniture that she had in there. She had a nice table with some, you know, nice chairs. They were padded, but they weren't large, chunky pieces. You know, they were thinner. They're more delicate. They were not, you know, they're kind of ornate, but not over the top, right? And like I said, the room size was average, right? So we got to take into consideration all the other items in that room and that one thing, that mirror, right? So the other thing to consider is, do you really like the piece? You know, if you don't really like it, she wasn't quite convinced either. She was kind of like, well, I got this, but, you know, I'm not sure. And so, like I said, we put the blue tape up there. We took a step back and we're like, yeah. So let me talk about a little bit about that and what, you know, when it comes to decorating a living room or dining room or whatever, when you're hanging up stuff, you know, right? Because when you're hanging up artwork, the good rule of thumb is that it should cover half to two thirds of the wall space. So like, say you have a bed, right? And you want to put some artwork over it. That wall above the bed, whatever, if you use artwork, a mirror, something, it should only cover half to two thirds of the wall space. If it's smaller than that, then it's too small. Okay. So that could be when you're decorating your house or staging it. And if you do need staging tips, I do have a new free download for you to check out. If you're interested, I'll put the link in the show notes below where I talk about how to start staging your house now. And in there, I share about house selling, some facts, some improvements, and staging tips in there. So take a look at that how to start staging your house now guide. Okay. So getting back to what we ended up doing, I basically said, if she didn't love that, I wouldn't want her to walk into that room and hate it every time she walked into there and go just cringe and not want to walk into the room. I mean, I told her, I was like, I will gladly hang this up for you, but I don't think you'll be happy with it. I don't think you're going to love it. And she's like, yeah, not really. Like, yeah, I could tell. She was trying to convince herself to use this and it just wouldn't work out. So what we ended up doing is we ended up finding she had two other smaller frames of pictures that she absolutely loved. You know, she's like, I really love these prints. I'm like, great. It totally goes with the scale, how it relates to the size of the room and the proportion between the items, right? She had two prints and then we got another mirror that was smaller, a different shape too. And we put those on the wall and, you know, I showed her where those would go and how would they be hung up. And she's like, oh, I love it. She was so much happier. There was less stress in her. As soon as we put those up, she's like, oh my God, you could see the relief just kind of going, oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah. So the mirror, it was a gift. It was kind of like, okay, we don't have to put that up. If you don't want it, donate it, give it to somebody else who may use it. If you're not going to use it, don't feel obligated that you need to put it up. Okay. So this is a common theme, like I said, that you may find when it comes to your home, right? You may be searching for a couch, right? And you're in those big warehouse box stores and you're like, wow, look at all the space. This is a great size couch. But when you're in the warehouse type store, it's not like your house, right? Everything looks like it should fit until you bring it home. You're like, oh my God, this is huge. So you need to take into consideration and measure the items before they come into your house. Not just measure the space that it would go into, but the doorways it has to fit in, okay? Or the wall that it's going to go on, okay? All of those things, whether it's the front door, the side door, you know, does it come apart in pieces, whatever it may be, you know, measure the items before they come in and make sure, and like I said, use blue tape to visually see it, like tape the floor and show the outline of, you know, if it's a, you know, one of those sectionals, right? Tape it out on the floor just to see visually, like, oh yeah, yeah, I could see that. Okay, cool. Yeah, that works, right? And you can for sure use larger pieces of furniture for larger rooms. You know, if you have like a 15 or 20 by 20 room, like one of those huge mega type rooms, you know, right? Those bigger pieces you want to have in there because they visually take up space. Because if you have too small of an item, or two, you know, smaller couch, little trinkets of little tables here and there, little chairs here and there, that's just clutter. And again, it's not within scale or proportion to what you have in that room. Okay. So you definitely have to take into consideration the size of the room, this, what you've got going on in there, what other pieces you have in that room, right? To help you understand what best works in that room. Okay. So, that's what I wanted to share with you on this one, just to keep it, you know, you'll find those types of things out there. If it doesn't work for you, don't be afraid to return it, really, or, you know, donate it or something like that. Hopefully you can return it if you spent money on it. But yeah, but definitely if you definitely measure twice, cut once type of thing, you know, the same type of thing, measure it, get all the measurements that you need before you bring it into your house, and then make a mistake and realize, oh, this is just not working, right? So yeah. So hopefully this helps you consider anything if you're doing a, you know, buying some furniture coming up anytime soon, or accessories. I mean, it could be like things like bookcases, you know, anything like that. Those can visually just feel heavier. Dressers, if you have big, huge, wide dressers, those can take up a lot of space too. So make sure you measure everything before they come in, and then set it in there and then get it ready to go. All right. And I'm so excited. This is my 300th episode. I can't believe it. We got up to 300 episodes on my podcast. I'm just very excited. So, I hope you guys learned something from this, and we'll talk to you later.